very warm welcome to all our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you will enjoy this podcast. Hi, Rahul. Thank you so much for joining us on Blitz Business. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Ashish. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Let's get started. Yeah. So, policy insure. So, first is like, aap naam kahan se leke aaye?
Story mein naam ke piche koi story nahi hai. Story is behind the idea that I had and then which was conceived 5 years back to, you know, today we are all talking about Bharat, 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 Bharat. 5 years back, you know, our objective was to, you know, get into the Bharat. Basically, ensuring people in tier two and tier three towns. That was our main objective, to get their distribution network on the ground. As far as name policy insure is concerned, we thought of many ideas of names, Bima, Hindi names, all that stuff. But policy insure was the one name with cotton, you know, everyone, you know, was that we have to ensure everyone in Bharat is insured. That is the way the policy insure came about.
Okay. And in terms of, so I don't understand insurance much, matlab itne sare, you know, there are such products. Thoda, from consumer perspective, now I'm asking ki what is, how does someone identify and understand ki which is a better one for each one of
now,
us? You
know? No, yes, very valid question. Now, to keep things in perspective, we are insurance brokers. We are not manufacturers of insurance products. We are mainly the distributors of the insurance products manufactured by various insurance companies, be it in general insurance, health insurance, etc. Now, differentiation for us as a broker was very important, that how do we reach that last mile and take that product of the insurance company there. Now, each and every product could be the similar product, be it a motor insurance product sold by Policy Bazaar or naming any other broker. So, but how do we take the product to the end customer was very important. Our model has been a B2B model, wherein we are, you know, upscaling the micro insurance entrepreneur in tier 2 and tier 3 towns. We are training them, we are certifying them, and we are ensuring that people in tier 2, tier 3 towns, chote se kasbe mein bhi, usko advise karne ke liye kaun sa product lena chahiye, kaun si gaadi hai uski, kyun leni chahiye, kaun sa health insurance hai, kaun sa product lena chahiye, uske paas advisor samne baitha ho, aur hamare डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर से और अपने मेरे साथ बैठ के अपने ऐप पे वो काटे और सही बीमा पहुंचे एंड कस्टमर के पास. दैट इज आवर ऑब्जेक्टिव. दैट हैज बीन अ गोल एंड मिशन टू अवॉइड मिस सेलिंग, टू इंक्रीज द पेनिट्रेशन एंड गिव द राइट प्रोडक्ट टू द कस्टमर. प्रोडक्ट तो बहुत सारे होते हैं, सिमिलर होते हैं, बट कौन सा सही है वो आपको एडवाइजर ही बैठ के बता देता है.
बट उसके अंदर हाउ डज समवन, यू नो, इफ आई एम द एंड कस्टमर और समवन एल्स, सो how do they, you know, okay, let me flip the question. What is your incentive to push one product versus the other?
No, we represent the, you know, into clients, that is customers. We are not representing insurance brokers. What we are doing is, what is the right product for the customer, right fit for the product? We find out those products in various insurance companies which are there with us, 35 odd companies, and we tell them, इनकी कंपनियों के चार प्रोडक्ट्स, वी गिव देम द एडवाइस एंड टेल देम दैट दिस इज द प्रोडक्ट फॉर यू एंड दिस इज द चॉइसेस, मेक द फाइनल चॉइस, आवर रिकमेंडेशन इज एक्स वाई जेड.
ओके. एंड आई मीन, ओके, अंडरस्टूड. एंड टिपिकली, ओके, लेट्स गो बैक लिटिल बिट, देन वी विल कम टू इट. सो व्हाट्स योर बैकग्राउंड, राहुल, इन टर्म्स ऑफ, यू नो, व्हाट वाज द रीजन फॉर यू टू स्टार्ट policy insure? Let's try to understand.
Yeah, so I did my MBA in 96, you know. After that, I was into international trading for a few years. 2001, insurance industry was in India was opening up. That is why when I joined, you know, IFCO Tokyo Insurance, General Insurance Company in Bombay. And then my insurance career started and it ended in 2012. So after having spent so many years in insurance, in industry, there was always something in my mind subconsciously that I have to do something. I became an entrepreneur in 2012. I come from Bihar, I went back to Patna and joined my brother's, you know, restaurant business. We expanded, we scaled up. But somewhere down the line in my subconscious, I always wanted to be back in insurance after having so many years of experience. That is when I came back to Delhi, 2014, 2015, brainstormed, thought, you know, what to do, what not to do. That is when the idea came up. Yes, insurance industry, because when I visited Bihar, my village is in remote, in a village in, you know, in Nepal border. Having seen, gone there for many times, insurance was available, nahi tha, jo bhi tha, missold tha. So without, there was a lot of gap there, you know, demand is there, gap is there, but mis-selling rampant hai. And so I thought, let's do something in broking industry. And then my co-founder Pankaj was with me in Reliance. I called up one evening and said, brother, let's do something in broking. A lot of things were happening in the industry. Your policy bazaar was, you know, going big at that time. And we thought, kuch karte hain, lekin maksad yehi hai, tier 2, tier 3 model rakhenge aur model of distribution humara hoga phygital.
Okay. And what was the reason to keep it phygital?
Phygital, lekin uska do reason hai. You know, at least it is our take, both Pankaj and myself, that in India, insurance cannot be 100% on dependent on tech. It is not that we are taking a small personal loan or buying or any product, you know, a finance product that people will maybe start and end the journey. Yes, maybe for few embedded products like travel, you know, maybe a third party motor product people can buy online. Otherwise, insurance is a complex product. It requires a lot of inputs to be given. A customer needs to understand there are a lot of fine prints in the product. So it is very important that a physical distribution network has to be on the ground. With physical distribution network, you build up trust. You know, agar aapne bhi insurance liya hoga, aapka bhi family mein koi purana agent hoga kabhi, ya father ya grandfather ka, to bhi unke agents ke through lete honge. You might go today online and see the various prices. Then end of the day, you end up calling up your old agent. Bhai, mere ko online isna dekh raha hai, tu mujhe kya de raha hai, mujhe bata, aake samjha. So India is all about, you know, trust. Insurance is all about trust. भरोसा,
ह्यूमन टच चाहिए।
हाँ, तो सामने बैठ के जो बंदा बात करता है, उसके बाद जो भरोसा आता है, वो अभी ऑनलाइन आ ही नहीं सकता है। So we know, yes, and digital why? Because digital gives you transparency. कोई भी मेरा, because we are into B2B model, our vision is to create, you know, million micro entrepreneurs across India. And वो entrepreneurs के पास business अपना खड़ा करेंगे, हम उनके skill को upgrade करेंगे, तो उनका धंधा उनके हाथ में होना चाहिए। No, there was a famous TV ad or something, there was a slogan, kar lo duniya mutti mein. So, what are we saying? Dhanda tumhare haath mein hona chahiye. The idea was, agar main micro entrepreneur khada kar raha hoon, to usko apna dhanda dekhna chahiye. Wo insurance waisi industry bandnaam hai. So, why will he have a career thinking of the insurance industry? Till the time, I've given him the full support, back-end support, his CRM support, and he can see his business, he can see his renewals, he can see his earnings. Then only the trust, he will trust us. And when he will trust us and our distributor on the ground will give the right product to the end customer, then the phygital model would be sustainable and scalable.
So in B2B, what do you mean? You give insurance advice to businesses enable more? Yeah, please.
What we do in B2B model, Ashish, is that we are working in a point of sales model, you know, POSP, point of sales person we are appointing. Like agents, you call it. Agents of POSP, we get them on board.
Okay.
And we train them, we skill them, and we online certify them, and then they become our licensed distributors on the ground, and they distribute the insurance products on our behalf to the end customers. अपने गांव में, अपने घर में, कहीं आसपास जहाँ भी वो करना चाहें. तो एक भी लड़का 18 साल का हो और 10th pass है. He can start his own insurance business.
Okay. And do you also do direct selling of insurance?
No, we don't do that. Because hamara bahut hi, you know, very strong feeling is that direct D2C business is not only very expensive, but also is not viable. It requires a lot of cash. It requires a lot of, you know, long term. Even after 10 years, one of the biggest brokers of India who just got listed, converted from, you know, B2C model to a B2B model, which was, you know, India is always a difficult terrain altogether. We are a huge country and we have to create distribution network on the ground. much simpler when you have people on ground giving the right product. B2C may lead generation, etc., and execution is very, very costly.
So basically, it's you enable, you identify the right individuals, enable them, you know, and then they further.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because, for example, if somebody in remote area of Maharashtra, for example, in Satara, मैं वहाँ के local बंदे को train करके अपना POSP बनाता हूँ, तो end customer will trust him more than me sitting in Gurgaon or Delhi, because there is a face to go in case of a claim. He knows where to whom to call, where to go. So the entrepreneur on the ground becomes my brand ambassador end of the day.
So what is their incentive structure?
Compliance IRDA issues, we give them commission. They are not on salary basis. They have fixed commission on the various type of product that sell. We give them remuneration on that.
Understood. Since you are in this segment, Rahul, so from consumer standpoint, आपका क्या चीजें, if you are aware of, कि ये चीजें आपको insurance में जरूर notice करनी चाहिए for anyone listening, कि at least ये चीजें checks होने चाहिए, यहाँ पे थोड़ा loophole आ जाते हैं, you know, things we should be aware of. थोड़ा ज्ञान section आ गया.
हाँ, नहीं ज्ञान section नहीं, एक consumer की requirement होता है, बड़ा fine print होता है. लोग को, for example, मैं गाड़ियों की बात करता हूँ. In during rains, monsoons, roads get flooded, etc. Right? No, lot of people, you know, usme bhi gaadi start kar dete hain, chala dete hain. But when the engine chokes, and lot of times they are not paid claims, right? Then they say, maine to gaadi ka insurance liya hua tha yaar, but why not they paying claims? But then there is an add-on cover of engine product. So at the time of buying the insurance, where you are living, in which geography you are living. Now, to up to because of global warming, every areas get flooded. But still, there are places which do not get flooded. These areas which are dry, so there you don't require, based on your driving, how much you drive, where you drive, you might not require that engine product cover. But suppose living in Bombay or anywhere where which is prone to, floods are prone to heavy rain, you should have that engine product cover. So that kind of advice has to be given by the advisor on the ground, because somebody going online. Just seeing a lot of add-ons there, he will not understand. Because somebody, for example, we buying a pizza, isme ye topping karo, wo karo, wo karo. Because we know the taste, what we want to have. But in the insurance product, we don't know what is good for us, what is not required for us.
Understood. Aapka kaun sa, Rahul, favorite insurance company?
There is no favorites, to be very honest.
Aapne kaun sa liya hua
hai? For other products, we have, for health insurance, I have a different company. For motor insurance, I have a different product. Because hota kya hai na, agar hum apne, hume apne customer ka sochna hai. Customer mujhe demand karega, main usko la ke dunga. Agar maine kisi ko push karna shuru kar diya na, then I will not be respected in long run. So why is pushing this X company, Y company?
To aapke perspective se, health insurance mein aaj ki rate mein kaun sa best hai?
I will not say the best. There are many companies. I would say there are many companies like Star ho gaya, Reliance ho gaya, HDFC ho gaya. Go Digit ho gaya. There are a lot of companies that come up with different innovative products. Okay. Again, every individual has to start with his own need. Uske requirement kya hai? A 25-year-old guy, a young guy, single guy working in a tech company would have a different requirement altogether. Maybe a basic cover of 5 lakh or 10 lakhs. But somebody who's above 40 might require a 25 lakh cover. With recent, COVID phenomena, medical costs going up, people are opting for, top-up covers also. So it is, again, combination of what you have, what you want, and then what is available in the market. And based on these things, the advisor will give you the right advice that according to him or her, this is you should have. Rest is the customer's fault.
Understood. And then sort of when you started, Rahul, policy insure. So, upki date mein aur aaj ki date mein, what are the things, you have sort of seen or understood or, challenges till now you have encountered?
Challenges in terms of business, I would say competition has become hyper. There are so-called the insured techs of the world who are flooded with cash. So, they don't mind burning. And that is, with due all respect to them, that's their own marketing strategy, right? So that creates very hyper competitive market. So they because insurance is not Coke and Pepsi, just you know sell any product to anybody. Mm-hmm. It is a product which is very sensitive. It is a product which it could, you know, make life or death of any individual family member. You know, so that hyper competition at times, you know, creates on the ground level हवा बन जाती है भैया ये है ये करो ये करो ये करो उस चीजों में नहीं पढ़ना चाहिए. यू हैव इंश्योरेंस इज ऑल अबाउट पेशेंस. इंश्योरेंस डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन इज ऑल अबाउट पेशेंस, सेटिंग अप द राइट डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन नेटवर्क. चैलेंजेस तो रहेंगे हमेशा, कल भी थे आज भी हैं और कल भी होंगे, बट एंड ऑफ द डे व्हाट इज योर मोटिव विल टेक यू देयर वेयर यू वांट टू गो.
अंडरस्टैंड. एंड व्हाट इज नाउ माइलस्टोन राहुल You guys are looking at कि भाई अब अगले पांच साल में क्या अचीव करना है?
अगले पांच साल में, as we calls ourselves a distribution company, not a tech company, per se insurance mm-hmm. tech. Today we are at 50 odd locations of India. Next mm-hmm. 5 years we would like to be 1,000 locations of India, or now the Bharat. Those 1,000 locations में पहुंचना है, micro insurance entrepreneurs create करने हैं. देखिए is very simple है. कोई भी सरकार या प्राइवेट सेक्टर इनफ जॉब्स नहीं क्रिएट कर सकते हैं इंडिया में. तो देयर विल बी पीपल हु विल बी 18 इयर्स ओल्ड, हु विल बी क्वालिफाइड एंड फॉर होम वी कैन गिव देम एन ऑप्शन इंश्योरेंस एज अ करियर. स्टार्ट योर ओन बिजनेस. वी आर देयर टू ट्रेन यू, वी आर देयर टू हैंड होल्ड यू, वी आर देयर टू बैक यू अप. क्रिएट ओन बिजनेस. फॉर एग्जाम्पल इंटरनेट 5G इज नाउ एवरीवेयर इन इंडिया ऑलमोस्ट. रिमोट कॉर्नर ऑफ बिहार एक 18 साल का लड़का जो अभी कुछ नहीं कर रहा है, उसको नौकरी भी नहीं मिल रही है, उसको मैं बोलता हूँ आ मेरे साथ जुड़, मैं तेरे को ट्रेन करता हूँ, तू महीने के 2 ट्रक का इंश्योरेंस काट दे, 3 ट्रक का इंश्योरेंस काट दे, तू महीने के 10 से 15-20 हज़ार रुपये कमा लेगा. वही 20 हज़ार कमाने के लिए लोग गाँव से छोड़ के यहाँ ड्राइवर बनने आते हैं. अगर वो 20 हज़ार रुपये अपने घर में बैठ के कमा सकता है तो वाई विल एनीबडी कम टू दिल्ली और बॉम्बे.
तो इतना अर्निंग स्कोप है फॉर एन इंश्योरेंस एजेंट 10-20,000 रुपीस सेलिंग वन इंश्योरेंस.
महीने के 3-4 ट्रक के इंश्योरेंस काटेगा वो कमा सकता है. बट अगेन इट इज नॉट अ केक वॉक, इट इज प्योर हार्ड वर्क लाइक एनी अदर बिजनेस. एवरीबॉडी हैज टू पुट द टाइम ऑन इट टू मेक इट सक्सेसफुल. आई हैव सीन एजेंट्स व्हेन आई वाज इन माय जॉब इन 2007 इन रिलायंस, पीपल वर स्टार्टिंग ऑफ देयर. टुडे दे आर बिग गन्स, दे आर अर्निंग इन करोड़स.
एंड इस सेगमेंट में राहुल व्हाट डू यू थिंक, सो एक हमने एस्पेक्ट कवर किया चैलेंजेस का, बट एक फ्रॉम दूसरी साइड, सो डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन में हाउ मेनी कंपनीज आर देयर, मतलब व्हाट्स द लैंडस्केप, आपका कंपटीशन इसमें कौन कहलाएगा या कौन?
एज फार एज रिटेल ब्रोकर द कंसर्न, पॉलिसी बाजार इज देयर, इंश्योरेंस देखो इज देयर, रिन्यू बाय इज देयर, प्रोबस इज देयर, मेनी मोर. कंपटीशन काफी है बट मार्केट अपॉर्चुनिटी उससे ज्यादा बड़ी है. इंडिया इज ह्यूज. People, 140 crores people are hardly insured. Motor vehicle sales are going up. People are demanding health insurance. Now with recent floods and global warming, people will demand home insurance. People will demand shop insurance. So demand is huge. Gap is there. So there's enough opportunity for more brokers to come in. But an honest distribution network has to be created to serve the people. Government is focusing on penetration. So we are there to, in that mission, to have the last mile penetration of insurance products.
Understood. And you mentioned you classify yourself as a distribution, not a tech company. Any particular reason? Tech mein thoda better valuation mil jata.
Nahin, valuation ka hamara game, actually game mein kya bolu, valuation end of the day is a market phenomena. Business is valued, you know. Now, what is a valuable business which is sustainable business? Tech is there. We're not saying no to tech. Tech is integral part, but pure tech will not be valuable. It has to be supported by the right distribution network. I can have the world-class technology in my hand, but if there are no distributors on the ground, what will I do? End of the day, you know, Hindustan Lever, its success during COVID was distributors on the ground supported by the technology. So you need to have that distribution network to have that along with that technology, as I say. So digital is the way forward for India.
Understood. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, business requires capital, right? So when you started, Rahul, how did you start it from the capital fund? Did you take from friends and family? What was that journey? And in the journey, did you raise any funds?
Now, that's a million-dollar question. When we started, we had only idea. We had only one goal. We have a presentation, in hand. We met many, potential people who were looking for investments. But finally, we got one from JCBL Group based out of Chandigarh. They continue to be our investor there in our business, supporting us in our growth plans. So we have been, growing. But as I said, our growth is not on cash burn model. Our growth has been very, very sustainable model. All our old offices, when they started, are in green. We are in profitable business, which we have shown to the world that insurance distribution can be created efficiently and can be profitable, unlike the others in the market who have burned to reach where we are.
But Rahul, isn't it a volume business for you to be profitable?
It is. So we are, it is volume driven business. But again, it depends on what your choice. Our core, is of unit economics. Wherever we open a new territory, we see the unit economics there and we evaluate them. And then we create that sustainable model around that. So volume driven is there, but end of the day, you have to have bottom line in place. We are all profitable. Today, we are closing this March as around 150 to 170 crores. Mm-hmm. And that is a decent volume. We are aiming at 1,000 crores plus in next 3 years' time. So, and we will still be, sustainable, profitable. What we have reached today, just to put things in perspective.
Sure.
For first 100 crores of business, we hardly spent any 3.5-4 crores of business of investment. That is, and others, the peers in the same industry, to reach 100 crores, they spent 25, 30, 40 crores also. So we have shown the world, we have shown the industry that you can create a business of insurance at decent scale without burns.
And what is the sort of, is it a strategic investment from JCBL Group, or they are part of or is it just purely in terms of money they are supporting?
No, they are strategic investors. They also give their input, but business show has been run by Pankaj and myself. Okay. We are the brain behind it. The team that we were lucky that I started my career in 2001, and many of the people who I knew when they were starting off with me, they have joined me in our mission in policy insurance.
Understood. And do you then, Rahul, plan? I mean, you said unit economics is in your favor, but do you plan to raise more capital?
Yes. Again, it has to. We have shown that we can grow and sustain ourselves. But end of the day, if the vision and the mission that we started off to reach that, 1,000 crores, 300 plus distribution points in India, that requires capital. And capital, we will require capital to our scaling up operations to reach that, the villages that we want to reach, remotest corners that we want to reach. Technology will play an important role in that scaling up operation. There is, after a point, you need technology also for efficiency and scalability. So there's a lot of things. Yes, we are looking for a fundraise within next 12 months.
And I'll take a wild guess. So for example, agar 3 crore ka aapka investment pe 100 ka revenue hai, so 1,000 is like what, 30 crore? That's the range you're looking to raise or something else?
Yeah, I would say you have a good mathematical mind.
Multiply by 10 both sides. Bahut hi complex tha ye. Okay. Okay. And in the current, so agar hum current scenario ki baat kare, startup ka fund ka, abhi bhi we were recording something last week also, and thoda crunch, people are feeling the crunch of capital. So aisa kuch abhi aapko signals mile?
I will not say crunch. I think all the investors have started to look at various businesses from a different perspective. There's no shortage of cash. While the top line is important for everyone, now investors are also looking at the bottom line part as well. You know, what is the timeline, duration when the business will go green? Mm-hmm. You know, so that is why there could be a little slowdown, but there is no dearth of cash. Whatever little information, whatever little limited interactions that I have had, there are people who are ready to invest from overseas as well, from the US market as well. So India is, you know, the future, and investments are going to come in a big way in next 12 months time.
And what is it typically, I'm just going back a little bit. So in terms of distribution model, you said ki aap log aage enable karte ho. So are there, I'm trying to understand a company who distributes themselves, you know, I assume unka cost kam hoga versus the policy you are selling.
नहीं नहीं कॉस्ट भी सेम नहीं होगा बिकॉज इंश्योरेंस कंपनी का प्रोडक्ट हम डिस्ट्रीब्यूट कर रहे हैं ना. इंश्योरेंस कंपनी खुद भी तो गांव में जाके डिस्ट्रीब्यूट कर सकती है ना.
यस यस
वो क्यों नहीं करती है. आज 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 इंश्योरेंस इंडस्ट्री हमारी कितने सालों पुरानी है, आज तक भी हमारा पेनिट्रेशन लेवल लेस देन 3% क्यों है. दे नो दैट डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन रिक्वायर्स लोकल एक्सपर्टीज, डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन रिक्वायर्स लॉट ऑफ पेशेंस एंड टाइम. And these insurance companies will take time. They have not been successful in past. So they require efficient distributions. LIC of India is all about agent-driven business. They have shown the world that agents ke through LIC ki valuation hoti hai. LIC is all about agents. So insurance is all about local person, enabled person, giving the right product to the customer. And insurance company just has to manufacture, leave the distribution to the third party.
Understood. Awesome. Then sort of moving on, Rahul. So, ek humne discuss kar liya, aap keh rahe the, 1,000 crore ka target hai. And what are the other milestones and objective you guys are looking at?
It's very important. Numbers about 1,000 crore, but must we also look at our employees. So, to reach 1,000 crores, we would be 500-700 plus employees. Each and every employee in our company is aligned to this mission and goal. So whoever joins us, we share our dream, we share our vision, and we share our goal. And people who believe in us continue to stay with us. Even if the market is offering double the salary, they do not leave us. We take care of employees. We want to make them partners in growth. So ESOPs is one of them, policies that we have announced, which will ensure that if the company grows, creates that wealth, and that wealth has to be distributed among the employees who are the core of our organization.
And I could be wrong in this, but what is the process if someone wants to claim? They go through the same agent or they contact then the...
Come again, can you repeat the question, please?
What is the process to claim then? Agar maine kisi apne local usse liya hai, and then what is the process to file a complaint? I go to the same agent or I go to the company? Yes.
No, two things. When insurance claims comes, then there is a toll-free number of insurance company. It is always there available for the customer. But locally, agar chote shahar mein aap baat kar rahe hain Satara mein, to wo typically agent ko phone karta hai, yaar mera claim aa gaya hai, ab tu mujhe guide kar, kaise karna hai. So we go to the agent as well.
Okay, he can go to agent as well. Yeah. Understood. Okay, then moving on in terms of, you talked about the revenue numbers, employees, and penetration is low in India. So is there also a plan to go, I was reading some companies going international also, aisa bhi kuch aap logon ka plan hai?
Not now, international, because IRDA licensed brokers, we are not allowed to go international. Even if we decide, that has to be separate organization altogether. So as of now, India is the focus. India's future. Why we go abroad?
Understood. So what are that policy level? What is the government as you know doing to expand? I assume government ka bhi kafi support chahiye in terms of penetration.
Bilkul. Government of late has been a regulator has been very supportive, and a lot of good noises are coming from the office. You know, license renewal process has been made very smoother, renewals are done, and there are, you know, changes going to happen in Insurance Act also. My submission to the government is also there that they should allow sub-broking in insurance like what they have done in mutual fund industry. If that so that happens,
what does it mean? If you can explain a little bit, what does it mean?
Today in insurance, we are not allowed to open sub broking concept. POSP जो एजेंट्स हैं उसको मैं ट्रेन करके मैं सर्टिफाइड एजेंट बना सकता हूँ, वो लिमिटेड प्रोडक्ट्स को बेच सकते हैं, बट मैं सब ब्रोकिंग अगर मुझे अलाउ मिल जाता है तो इस सब ब्रोकिंग इज अ टिपिकल रेप्लिका ऑफ माई ऑफिस अक्रॉस इंडिया. आई कैन एक्सपैंड फास्ट, आई कैन गो डीप, लाइक इन म्यूचुअल फंड इंडस्ट्री, यू नो लॉट ऑफ म्यूचुअल फंड कंपनीज हैव ओपन सब ब्रोकर्स अक्रॉस इंडिया. सो दैट इफ दैट कॉन्सेप्ट इज अप्लाइड टू आर इंडस्ट्री, द पेनिट्रेशन लेवल विल गो यू नो हाई एंड इट बिकम मच ईजी एंड फास्टर टू ग्रो.
And what is the reason government has not allowed till now?
Because it is a complex product, insurance, you know. It is a insurance which is because of the mis-selling which has happened in past. Now the government is also wary ki agar hum pura khol denge market, aisa na ho ki mis-selling itni rampant ho jaye ki customer end customer suffer kare.
Makes sense. So basically sub broker means ki jaise aap log ek distribution provider type ho, aapka bhi ek aage niche aa jayega basically.
Ha aa jayega. लेकिन मेरा कहना ये है कि अगर मैं लाइसेंस हूँ, मैं रिस्पॉन्सिबल हूँ, आई हैव द ओनरशिप, आई टेक रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, देन लेट मी अलाउ दैट आल्सो.
एंड इसके अंदर व्हेन यू व्हाट इज द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी फ्रॉम योर पर्सपेक्टिव, मतलब इट्स नॉट जस्ट कि आपने आगे दे दिया या देयर इज समथिंग एल्स कम्स टू यू आल्सो.
फॉर एग्जांपल
आई मीन व्हाट इज द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी एट द एंड ऑफ द डे फ्रॉम द डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन कंपनी पर्सपेक्टिव.
मे वी आर रिस्पॉन्सिबल एंड ऑफ द डे, वी आर रिस्पॉन्सिबल एवरीथिंग. Each and everything is we are responsible. From the
For example,
अगर मैं मेरा बंदा मेरे को मिससेल करता है कोई प्रोडक्ट, for example, और उसने क्लेम आ जाता है, I will be held liable. कि मिससेलिंग कैसे होगी, my either regulator can also can cancel my license also. So I have to ensure each and everything is very very transparent and clear to the customer, and that is the reason we are able to you know sustain. Otherwise,
but
we will not be able to grow if we are not if we sab kuch open kar denge hum log.
But isn't it that's the responsibility of the agent to not do, matlab, but that agent is your responsibility as a
yes because I have to be very clear who comes in the system. I have to check, verify the background, everything, then only we can you know take the person on board.
Understood. And then this point in terms of sub broking you mentioned, and is there also any timeline by which the claim has to be processed? Aisa kuch guidelines hai?
Haan, there are clear set guidelines by the insurance companies and IRDA also, that claim filing, claim, and then the initial reports that has to be done, the survey report, everything. There are clear cut guidelines. So if you see, majority of claims are settled within the time frame. And wherever the claims are, you know, get caught, you know, in to and fro, and there is lacuna somewhere, it all happens because at the time of buying the product, you know, sometimes customer declares the wrong information. Especially this happens in the medical case, medical insurance industry, the health insurance. If a pre-existing disease hai, blood pressure hai, sugar hai, wo declare nahi karta hai, aur aage jaake usko 3 saal ke andar hi claim aa jata hai. उन केसों में फिर वो क्लेम फंस जाते हैं, और गाड़ियों के केस में नो क्लेम बोनस नहीं है या कुछ है उसको आप क्लेम कर रहे हो, तो फॉल्स डिक्लेरेशंस आर आल्सो कस्टमर रिस्पांसिबिलिटी. एंड एज ब्रोकर्स वी ऑलवेज आस्क फॉर 100% एक्यूरेट इंफॉर्मेशन सो दैट क्लेम्स डू नॉट गेट स्टक. 90-95% ऑफ ऑल क्लेम्स आर गेटिंग क्लियर. इफ यू सी इंश्योरेंस इंडस्ट्रीज एवरेज क्लेम सेटलमेंट रेशियो, you know, it is almost more than 100%. Insurance industry per se overall is in the loss, but insurance companies are able to make money and sustain themselves because of the investment income that they get.
And what is the scenario in terms of the claim side? Do you matlab wahan pe do you guys plan to be on that side also, or wahan pe kya, what is that scenario?
Usme kya hota hai, we as a broker abhi tak hame insurance company ne allowed nahi kiya to play any role in claims. We are only able to help the customer with the right inputs in terms of documentation part, right?
Okay.
But our appeal to the you know to the industry is that, the government as well, at least for brokers also who are licensed by you, you should allow us you know to play a very important role in claim settlement for customers, our customers, you know, because it will help you know to not only minimize the claims, find the right products, you know, the insurance company also will also get benefited by that.
And what's the reason they are not allowing?
Because again, you know, that insurance company has been saying that maybe it's an old thought process, a question of mindset. पहले पहले तो ब्रोकिंग जब स्टार्ट हुई थी इंडिया में तो कम लोग थे, क्वालिफाइड पीपल कम थे, और नाउ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हैव कम आउट, लॉट ऑफ पीपल हैव ट्रेंड नाउ. सो इट्स बिकॉज़ ऑफ क्लेम इज आल्सो इज अ वेरी की एंड वेरी एक्सपर्ट नॉलेज इज रिक्वायर्ड. लैक ऑफ एक्सपर्टीज, यू नो, इट रिक्वायर्स बैड सेटलमेंट ऑफ क्लेम. इफ बैड सेटलमेंट ऑफ क्लेम्स हैपेंस, इंश्योरेंस कंपनी विल सफर मैसिव लॉसेस. सो देयर हैज टू बी अ इकोसिस्टम वेयर इन ट्रेंड मैन पावर इज देयर. ट्रेंड मैन पावर इज हायर्ड बाय द ब्रोकर्स एंड द मैन पावर इज, यू नो, brokers and impaneled by insurance companies, all that, and the life documentation, etc. APIs are opened by the insurance company, shared with the brokers of the claims, where the claim is stuck, what is it happening. Then only that ecosystem of claims can happen along with brokers and insurance companies.
So for claim, it's a separate license you need to apply?
Not for the license. We, as I said, today we are not allowed to do anything in claim. Future, okay. there could be an option wherein they open up claims for a settlement team for brokers as well.
But if someone wants to do only claim, then what's the process?
So there are certified surveyors, you know, which they, as per IRDA, who can do this job of survey and claim settlement reports, etc. But end of the claims are settled by insurance companies by their own team. So these claim surveyors are the people who do the initial survey and make the reports, especially in commercial clients' claims, big claims.
But there was this article, if I remember correctly, I was reading in terms of, you know, jo policy de raha hai, agar wahi claim karega, to fir how will that work? Isn't it a conflict of interest?
Ye bhi ek, this is very nice, yes. Jo policy bech raha hai, wo apne policy mein kyun jyada claim dega? This is, again, that's what I'm saying. So distribution has to be separate, claim has to be separate. Let the insurance company come with their innovative products, spend more time in giving the right products, to create new products for customers.
Understood. Awesome. Very interesting industry, Rahul. बहुत ही मैंने basic question भी पूछे.
No.
But thank you for answering patiently. Your thoughts, your comments, Rahul, if anything I've missed, you want to share with our listeners?
So what I'm saying is that my only advice to everyone would be, one should have insurance at home. Medical insurance, term plan, health, I cover home insurance, car insurance to mandatory hai. 3-4 products sabko apne liye lene chahiye, because in India, out of pocket expenses jo hota hai medical mein, log jeb se kharcha karte hain ghar se, that is 65% and above, and middle class and below family ke liye wo ek bahut bada debt ho jata hai, financial debt. So everybody should have that insurances in place. Insurance is a noble business, and the distributor should come forward and take this insurance industry as a career and help people to insure, you know, so that everybody is secured.
Ek Rahul, tell me a little bit ki matlab aaj ki date mein main agar taking a very basic example, agar I can identify ki mera subway mein ingredients kya jayenge, ye bread chahiye, wo chahiye, main insurance mein why I'm not able to do online? I just go at type basic things and bada black and white mein aa jaye ki bhai yahi hai aur ye nahi hai, you know, and just a click buy, like
bilkul you're right. Now with the growing artificial intelligence, machine learning happening, which is being adopted by insurance company, very soon you might be able to create your own insurance product, like you create a Subway sandwich, and then you will also be have the clarity what is covered and what is not covered. Today you need the advisor on the ground that yes, this is the right product for you. Even after AI and ML, I still feel advisor will not go out of the picture, because jo bharosa samne baith ke baat karne mein aata hai na, wo screen mein dekhne par nahi aa sakta, at least insurance ke product mein. Because insurance product aisa hai, aap apne future secure karna cha rahe ho, 50 lakh crore whatever it is, wo milega nahi milega depend karta hai aapne kya tick mark kiya, tick mark kya karna bhul gaye, to wo टिक मार्क करना भूल गया और फिर ना मिले, then it's such a dangerous thing.
So, but अगर मैं थोड़ा counter argument दूँ, मतलब who will a person trust end of the day, एक machine या individual? Machine जो बता देगी भी black and white यही चीजें हैं और कुछ नहीं है, और an individual.
But होगा क्या ना, machine बनाने के बाद भी आप दोबारा verify करोगे अपने बंदे से, machine ठीक बोल रहा है नहीं बोल रहा.
तो दोनों को मिलजुल के ही रहना पड़ेगा बेसिकली, यही समझ
है। यही है, मशीन और आदमी को साथ रहना पड़ेगा। मशीन को ऑन करने के लिए भी तो बंदा चाहिए ना।
सही बात है।
डिजिटल मॉडल विल ऑलवेज बी द फ्यूचर।
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thanks a ton, Rahul, for your time. Very
you,
interesting
very
to understand your very unique business model.
Thank you for having me there.